Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
It's Tuesday night and time to talk Shadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
Our motto is tough, smart, physical. We want to be a tough football team. We want to be a smart football team. We want to out physical the other team. Then mixing up the fronts, the three-man front, the four-man front, and then blitzing out of both fronts. You know, those eight sacks were awesome. There's an old adage that says, hey, whenever there's a quarterback battle, you really don't have a guy. I do not feel that way. Any one of these three can be leaders of our team and be the every rep guy.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
It's Tuesday night. That means the head coach of Shadron State football, Jay Long, is in the studio with us once again to break down the game. Look at the team this week getting ready for a big weekend in Golden, Colorado as well. Jay, welcome in. Good to have you along. Let's get started with Saturday. Took on a first top 25 team that the schedule presents to you. It's been a tough schedule. We'll get into that later, too. But you had Western Colorado. For most of the first half, a one-score game for us. It was really close. Talk about how your defense really played, especially that first quarter and a half. It was looking at maybe a 7-3 game going into halftime.
I think that, as a team, we played some of our best football of the year, and I know the score didn't come out like we wanted, but when we watched on film, we saw a lot of positives off of all three phases of the game. And really, to answer your question in regards to our defense, that we really just focused on the basics this week. We wanted to play simple, have a simple scheme so we can play fast and, go make some things happen and let our front seven go be the type of players that we feel like they can be. And I thought that the defense did a really good job, keeping us in the game. We early in the game, we knew going in that, their defense is one of the top defenses in the country and finding ways to score. We had to find opportunities and take advantage of opportunities and, possibly live on a couple big plays with things. So I think to answer your question, Dave, it just was really that simplified scheme that allowed our guys to play fast.
Yeah, that's great to hear that they were able to simplify things really so easily and so quick after Black Hills and put it into effect with the defense. You had the turnover and got a great opportunity, gave you 3 points early on in the game too. And college football can really flip quickly, Jay. A 7-3 game by halftime turned into 28-3 just in the final 6 minutes of the second quarter. Western got those three scores, a couple long drives in there, 99 and 91 yarders. What did you make of the end of the first half?
If we fought back in, we got back into where I think it was within 11 or 13 with things, and then they got another big drive on us and kind of took the game out of our hands there. But when you look at it, I think in those big drives, it does two things. One is it takes the offense completely out of their sink, and it does tire out the defense also with the amount of reps that they're taking in those big drives. But I guess when you look at the negative side of things, that kept those drives alive was that there was three penalties in those drives, three defensive penalties by us that kept them drives alive. And we know that teams are going to be hard counting us. Our D line really gets off the ball hard, and in our coaching philosophy, I started off my life as a D line coach. That was my very first coaching gig, and the head football coach at North Dakota State is one of my really good friends. He was my mentor as a D line coach, and he told me I always try to give the D line one false start a game or one offsides in a game. And he said, because we want our guys getting off football. That's the worst thing can happen is a D line doesn't get off the football. But it's something that's been hurting us in games. And when you look at the things that we got to do in practice, we got to continue to focus on key and movement because our front. front seven is you know, we feel really good, and our you know, D lineman we think is, you know, some of the top around, and we don't want to give away free plays to those guys, because when we do false start on defense, then you know they're taking shots and they throw it deep and they have nothing to lose when they do that. So when you look at the negative sides, it was the negative sides that kept them drives going. You know, but when you look at the other piece, it comes down to, you know, putting them in them third and long situations.
You bring up such a great point there, Jay, about the free play. When the quarterback knows, hey, I can sling it, maybe I'll get a pass interference, maybe I'll get a chance for a one-on-one, and just kind of an extra piece to that teams had been able to take advantage of. And defense just so eager up front to get into the backfield with so many talented guys up there, maybe just another half quick second or another twitch off, and they'll be able to keep it on sides.
Yeah, you know, and something we've also taken advantage of on offense, we've been going a lot of hard count also. To me, that's one of the benefits of having your coordinator on the sideline. When you go a hard count up in the booth, it just takes another 4 or 5 seconds to get it relayed to the field. And the reason being, when the coordinator's on the field, the coordinator can give a hard count. After they give a hard count, then the defense shows their blitz or shows their coverage. After they show their blitz or covers, then you're able to call a play based upon that. And, you know, this week, you know, Western did it to us two times in one play, and you know, it's something, like I said, that both sides are trying, you know, the teams every week try to do.
Coach Long with us every Tuesday night to talk about CSC football and look ahead to the week. Jay, the offense took some time to find its footing against that really salty Mountaineer defensive unit on Saturday. When you guys went back and evaluated what you saw from the offense on film and what you want to do to work and move the ball better this season, what kind of stuff do you see, and how do you guys want to get the offense kind of clicking along?
You know, I guess the positive things that we pulled out of it was, you know, that we did, you know, have a 15-play drive, which is, you know, that's a bad offenses don't put together drives. Bad offenses are grab bagging. They have to grab bag at plays. They have to, you know, they're not consistent on first and second down, which then puts you in third and long. And, you know, with that 15 play drive, that's what we got to build upon, because we also did have that other side where we were in third and long too much. And, you know, it really comes down to, like, you know, putting together those consistent drives and consistent plays, which then will end up in points. And one thing that, you know, our fans found out is that we've got really good weapon in our special teams, where Wilson Yee can kick that ball really, really well. And, you know, we've got to, you know, figure out ways to get those first downs and get ourselves into scoring positions. And, you know, I thought in the second half, I thought that, you know, we went with Preston more, and I thought Preston, you know, did some good things, you know, for us, and something that, you know, that we also can build upon, because we have his package that, you know, we're allowed. He's another guy that runs the ball. And then also, you know, he is a guy that, you know, could throw it also and with things. So last year when Preston was our starting quarterback, I think his completion percentage was one of the highest that we've had in our school history with things too. So it's something that, you know, we've, you know, can build upon, and some things that we're going to build upon this week.
Preston Pearson, a Kearney High School star, and has been here for a few years now, and had that nice connection with Tommy. Him and Tommy Thomas seem to have a little something going there offensively, connecting for big plays. Preston took the entire second half at quarterback Saturday, Coach. You'd already sort of alluded to what you saw out of him. If there's anything more you want to mention about his performance, and then also moving ahead, is Preston going to get some more opportunity out there, or maybe take the first snap of a game at some point?
Yeah, you know, I thought Preston, you know, played really well in the second half, And you know, he this week was a little banged up early in the week. Last week he was a little banged up earlier in the week, and you know, was kind of limited in our Tuesday practice, which is our big install practice. And you know, and as the week progressed, his injury, he was able to move around better and those type of things. And you know, I thought that, you know, he brought, you know, some good opportunities. And like you said, him and Tom Thomas had a really good connection. And, you know, one of the things is with Preston is that there is that run threat, and, you know, the defense has changed when we were rotating quarterbacks in, and that's what allowed that play action pass where Tommy was just wide open. So, yeah, really happy with him, and you know, as we go through this week, you'll be able to see, what our plan is for this Saturday.
You brought up Wilson Yee, too. The coolest moment from the game Saturday for Shadron State, a school record was set, fans. Wilson Yee, 61 yards. It was kind of amazing as he was lining it up. Sam and I sort of looking at each other, we're counting it off, and thinking back to Gunner last year with his 257 yarders. Tell us about how it all went down and what you saw and how cool it was to see Wilson nail that 61 yarder from your perspective Saturday.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. I mean, when you look at it, Coach Coombs, we're on offense and we're in that area. And Coach Coombs just came right to me, grabbed me, says, "Hey, let's go. What do you think about kicking right now?" And I said, "How far is it?" And he goes, "It's 61. And I think I said it after the game, but in practice that week, he nailed 265 yarders and he kicked a 65 yarder. And he knew I was standing there when he did it. And then I walked off and all of a sudden I hear him go, "I'm gonna kick another one." And it was like I thought it was luck or something. And then he kicked another 65 yarder back to back, and I was like, "Let's go, let's do this." And we brought him out there, and then we had to use a timeout because one of our D line was on the bench, didn't realize we were in that field goal position, and so we had to ice our own kicker, give him a few more seconds to think about it, and then he nailed it through, and it was a really cool thing for him, and for the whole specialist, because our specialist crew, we've got them. So those three are just all specialists, and Brody is the holder, and Wilson and Brody have just a terrific relationship, and for them to kick that 61 yarder school record is a really cool deal. And Aaron Turner sent me a text this week and said, "Man, Coach, you kicked 258 yarders and a 61 yarder this year." He says every transfer kicker in the country is going to want to come to you, and I responded that that's what we tell them. And Turner and Dan O'Donnell, both kickers of mine when I played, both those guys would probably say I was hard on kickers as a player, and as a coach, man, I just have learned that they're just such a weapon. And once they prove that they can do things, I'm all in. I'm all in on taking chances and utilizing opportunities to do those things. So really big moment for him. And I'm assuming Gunner's going to give me a buzz this week later on too, just getting those two last year. But it was a cool deal.
Yeah, that's really cool. Kickers have such kind of a tough life. They're loved or they're loathed at times, but you got to be so mentally strong. And hey, Wilson, we got to talk to him in the post game. He's going to be on the show tomorrow night too, the Sports Journal, so I can't wait to introduce him more to fans. Yeah. Seems like a great kid, humble, talented in many areas, and he just seems confident in what he's doing out there, and he drilled that 61-yarder. It seemed like he knew it was going to be good the whole way.
He is I told him, you remember them old Dos Equis commercials? It was like the most interesting man in the world, and he is one of the most interesting men in the world. This summer he started at Bean Broker and he started playing the piano there, and then he started singing, and I started getting a lot of texts from community members going, "Hey, who's this new kicker you got? Tell me about him." And I said, "Well, I think he's even a better kicker than he is a musician." So he showed that the other day. And then also he is really big in jiu-jitsu, which is really cool. And his mom is from Poland, and his dad was a Marine, and he's from Colorado. I mean, it's just a good fit, and I think he's having a great experience here. He's going to be a weapon that we're going to continue to utilize, down the road.
Between him and Brody, special teams, kicking has been huge.
I assume you're going to ask me the hammer, and Wilson won the hammer this week, the 61, but Brody made it hard on him. Brody had just as big a day. Brody had a 43-yard average on punting, and one of his punts was 67 yards and went out on the half-yard line. Yeah. And I think he had two inside the 20, so when you look at our specialists, they were special on Saturday, and they're weapons we need to utilize and continue to utilize.
Two great candidates there for this week's Hammer Award special teams, picked by the team weekly, fans. Jay, let's go to the strength of the schedule. When we talked about this a lot last year, too. You guys played very tough teams. It's really been kind of a repeat this year. You started out with Quincy. We've got all these other solid teams lined up right afterwards, and we're getting to the halfway point of the year. And it has not been an easy slate for you guys yet.
No, Dave, our schedule, I think the teams we face is 14-2 right now, and Black Hills went in the rankings this week. Augustana's went in the rankings this week, and Western is a top 20 team. I think they're just, I think they're on 16th, I think, this week or 17th. And you know, and then Quincy, the team we beat, is 3-1. So when you look at, you know, our start to our year, you know, we were taking on the top teams in our league. And you know, I told the team the other day that, or on Sunday, in our team meeting that, you know, we're better than what we're showing. But unfortunately, this is what we've shown. And if we played like we did against Western State, against those other opponents, I think we pick up another win, maybe two. And, you know, going into it, you know, now we got Mines coming in. And Mines is also an undefeated team in the ranked second in the country. They've got the number one player in Division II football on their offense, running their offense at quarterback. And they've got 26 seniors on their team. And, you know, their program's really clicking. And they beat the number two team and the number three team. Number two and number three team in the country to start off the year. And, you know, our guys, you know, this week we got to, you know, just let it loose. I mean, that's I told our coaches, let's be aggressive. Let's just let it loose, man. Let's let it loose and play football and, you know, go out and play hard, like all the things we expect to do. But let's be aggressive and let's let it loose and see how this thing rolls out. Because, you know, I, like I said, our record shows one thing, you know, we think it's a different thing. So we got to go out and you know, and start putting this stuff on film.
You talked about the team's Mines has already beaten. They just obliterated Pueblo 55-14 Saturday, too. And Pueblo traditionally very good as well. With Colorado Mines, they've got all those seniors coming back. And same thing last year that you said, Coach. Is it an advantage that, in the sense that you know exactly what you're going to see on Saturday?
You know, I think that it's definitely an advantage when you play Mines in regards to when they line up, you figure out what their base fronts are. They're going to execute their job. They're not only are they smart, you know, players and people, but also, you know, they're experienced so much that they know that they understand their scheme. They know where they need to be, and you know that's something that you can take advantage of when you are drawing up plays. The other part is you got to go out and execute with them. And you know, last year we really struggled running the ball on them offensively. The year before, when I think that was one of the better O lines that we've had in my tenure here, and you know, we struggle running the ball against them with things. So we, you know, we're going to have to figure out ways to be able to move them sticks, and whether it be a quick passing game, whether it be our quarterback run scheme, whether it be our fly sweep scheme, whether it be, you know, we're just lining up and let's, you know, run our RPOs off of it. But you know, we're going to have to find ways to move the sticks. And the other side of the ball with defense, you know, is that, you know, when that quarterback is, he's a special player. I mean, he's obviously the Harlan Hill candidate. Harlan Hill won it last year and was a candidate the year before. And, you know, he's their Danny Woodhead. And, you know, so he is going to get his place. The guys that are like that, they're going to have their plays. And, you know, as a team, we just got to keep, you know, keep being aggressive and you know, force some mistakes from them and you know, strip on the ball and you know, create some opportunities for us with things. So I think that this is a real exciting game for us to go up and play. We always travel well at Colorado School Mines. All of our alum that are, you know, in the Colorado area seem to go there. It's a cool atmosphere there. And, you know, Colorado School Mines' atmosphere has changed definitely over the years with their new stadium and their funding that they've gotten for the program. And it definitely shows. So, you know, like I said, we leave on Friday and we're ready to get on the bus. And you know, we got to go through our practices first, but it should be a fun game.
Final thing we touch on, Jay, before we say goodbye for tonight, let's look at the injuries and the health of the team after the game on Saturday and what you're looking at this week going into the Colorado Mines game.
You know, Dave, we're banged up, but it's kind of – but everybody should play. Everybody that played on Saturday should be playing this week. We just got to be smart with our reps, you know, in practice, and we got to be smart with our guys. And, you know, one of the things that we have to do, we still have to go good on good for the speed of the game. But we also got to be smart with our whistles, smart on how we finish, so that way we also are able to, you know, keep our guys healthy with things. So that's our balance for the week. I know I've gotten quite a few questions. During the game, we had a kid leave our sideline and end up going getting the ambulance and obviously going to the hospital. It was Junior Ducalay. From reports we're getting right now on Tuesday, is that, you know, he's going to be able to play this weekend.
Great.
With things. So we feel good about it. Obviously, it'll be day-to-day. Obviously, he'll be limited in practice. So those are the decisions that we have to make, you know, as coaches and as training staff and strength staff. staff all together and our team doctor. But I was really glad to see that when I went after the game to the hospital and talked to him, and he was good to go. So
yeah, I've had fans ask about that situation too. It just kind of casually happened towards the end of the game, mm-hmm. and people picked up on it. Tough to kind of see what was going on, but really glad to hear that Junior's going to be, looks like, okay. And when you're going into a game against a number one or number two team, the first thing you got to have happen to upset teams like that is be healthy. So it's good that you've got so many guys ready to go and not dealing with some of the injury issues like we had last year when you take on Colorado Mines.
Yeah. Like you said, Dave, we got nothing to lose. Just go out there and let's play. Let's go play. And let's go play fast. And let's go play hard. And let's go be aggressive with things.
Yeah, I can't wait for the bus ride Friday and the trip down and the game on Saturday. Jay Long, our Tuesday night guest every week during the football season, talking CSC Eagle football. Jay, thanks again for coming in. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again on the pregame show Saturday as the Eagles get ready to take on Colorado School of Mines.
Thank you, Dave, and go Eagles.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.